The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Here we are one more time. This is the day the Lord has made, and I'm rejoicing and I'm glad in it. I am just blessing the name of the Lord because God has made it possible for us to be here one more time. And I'm so glad to have my faithful followers, my faithful viewers, my faithful listeners. This is the day the Lord has made, and I'm rejoicing. I'm glad in it. Welcome to, of course, DDV Radio. We're on every single Saturday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, of course, at www.mikebroadcastddv.com. We're also on Mike Live, and so it's going to be a very exciting show. We got a very special speaker calling in about 2:30. His name is Evangelist Robert. And he's doing something tremendous over in Princeton, New Jersey. I'm going to talk about his program. He's going to call in. And I know this is a dynamic man of God, a powerful evangelist. I just seen him here and go, here and there on Facebook. And I'm looking forward to hearing about what he's doing in Princeton at a special seminar coming up. So I'm going to be interviewing him about 15, 20 minutes. Also, honor to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, to Judy Russo, Michael Calhoun, Michelle Billups, Kersha Riley, Tasha Smith. Thank you for, of course, coming into Mike Live, and also we're listening to, of course, the Mike Radio Show here every single Saturday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And I have something to speak to you real quick before I start my interview. I am in the middle of a police academy training. And the amazing thing is that Patterson is doing something with the police department that I believe will become an example throughout the whole country. I want to give honor to our Patterson Police Department, to our mayor, city council, to all the leaders of the police department, police, Speziel, the public safety chief, and also to Councilman Sayre that was there today. I'm just glad to find out there is a people working together with our law enforcement. And sometimes we can point fingers, we can talk about how bad the cops are, but there are some of us who are being trained and equipped how to infiltrate the police department so that we, the light, the salt, the city set on top of a hill, can have impact and influence in the law enforcement department and all departments. I'm going to be talking a little bit about light, salt, and position on top of a mountain or a hill. I also want to tell you, I want to thank God for all of you who've been supporting me on my seven vision kingdom plan. God gave me a vision for seven projects. I'm asking the Lord to help me raise $10,000. And over the last 8-9 days, I've raised close to $1,800. And so we got a long ways to go, but I want to be able to hit that $5,000 mark. So many of you watching me here on Facebook Live, right here, Michael Calhoun, Michelle Billups, Kersha, you always support me. God bless you. Tasha Smith, Keisha, you always there for me, girl. April Wilkins, you have an opportunity to sow seed into this broadcast and continue to let my ministry grow and flourish. All I need for you to do is download my Cash App on Facebook page and just download the application. That's a $5 donation. Whatever you add to that, that will make it whatever on top of that. So some of you give 15 plus 5, that's a $20 offering. Some of you can sow $100, some can sow $500. And I'm continuing to believe that there's a person out there that got a $5,000 gift for my ministry. And I want you just to sow it, believe it. Don't give ear to the devil. Don't listen to people. That's all he asked for is money. Don't listen to them. Focus on you advancing the kingdom of God. I got every biblical right to ask for finances for kingdom, from the book of Philippians to the rich young ruler to the prophet asking the woman to make him a cake, to the seed faith offering principle of Mark 4 of the gospel of sowing seed, to the Old Testament leadership of the Moses tabernacle who bought gold and silver to help build the tabernacle, to the rich spiritual leaders who bought money to help maintain and build the temple of the Temple Mount in the New Testament, including the lady that only bought two mites to the kingdom to give, and Jesus said she gave all than most of the rich people. So I got a scripture right to ask, and so I don't have to sit around and beg and compete and complain and argue with folk who don't believe in asking for money for the kingdom. I ask for it. And because I ask, I get. And I want to thank God for all you who've been sowing your tithes, your gifts, your offerings, and I'm praying for you continually. I pray for the person today that sold $300. I'm praying for the person that sold their tithes. Someone gave $90 in tithes. Someone saw me and put $50 in my hand before the clock struck 12. And I pray a Cinderella blessing on them. And so these things unfolding right before my eyes, because people understand the power of kingdom and the power of supporting ministry, because that is what we're supposed to do in the kingdom. This shouldn't be strange. This shouldn't be something that's difficult to understand. God wants to advance the kingdom through the hands and the hearts of God's people. Now, listen to me very carefully. I'm in the middle of a police academy training, whereas I will become an official chaplain for the police department, and that will be able to do walk-alongs and drive-alongs with the Patterson Police Department. I'm able to shine, as the kingdom said, shine, able to be the salt, and able to be a city sat on top of a hill. And that's exactly what the church is supposed to be trained to do. She's supposed to be light, she's supposed to be salt, and she's supposed to be positioned on top of a mountain or a hill. And this is exactly why we should be attending church services, so that your local church can train you how to let your light shine, how to sprinkle your salt shaker, and how to allow yourself to be positioned on top of a high place. And it's amazing to watch God unfold his greatness. And I've been talking about the last, actually, probably 10 days about what happened on January the 31st, where you got the super blue blood moon, where, of course, the sun, the moon, and the earth aligned itself. At the same time, the moon was much more closer than the earth than usual, which created the effect of the moon being larger and brighter. And we already told you that the term moon actually represents a wife, a queen, a lady in promotion. It also represents the body of Christ, or the bride that's married to Jesus Christ, the husband. And I already told you that this eclipse, this lunar eclipse, lasts about 3.5 hours. And I've been prophesying that since January 31st, God is going to do something in the body of Christ that will have an impact for 3.5 years that have not happened, that has not happened in over 150 years. And so I'm looking for historical things to happen, and things are unfolding as I sit in this chair. This is why I'm on social media. This is why I teach how I teach, and I don't care how the devil attacks me, how he tries to stronghold me, how he tries to pigeonhole me, how he tries to make me feel I'm not effective, I'm not impactful. The devil is a liar. I'm busting upside his head. I got my heel on his neck. I'm crushing him. I'm bum rushing him. I am Israel. Is means God. Ra in Hebrews means evil. And El means almighty power. When the El and the Is squeeze together, it crushes the evil. That's why my name is Michael. M-I-C-H-A-E-L. E-L. E-L. E-L represents almighty power. So I'm here to crush evil, to destroy it. But you got to be close enough to evil to do it. And so I don't know how folks call themselves Christians and believers and sons and daughters of God, but we stay away from stuff. Don't touch this. Don't get involved with this. Don't watch TV. Don't go near this. How is the salt going to get on the meat? How is the salt going to alter the taste of the meat unless the salt gets on the meat? How is the light going to be impactful if the light is not placed in a place where there's darkness? All right. So it's so important to understand that these are things I'm focusing on in this first half an hour, because we got a dynamic speaker calling in, Evangelist Robert, around 2:33 after our first break. And I'm going to be interviewing him about his ministry and what he's doing in Princeton that's up and coming on a seminar he's doing. I think if it's not this month, it's next month. And I decided to interview this brother, because I believe in exalting other folks' ministries. I believe in honoring other people. And I don't have to be the speaker on that platform. I'm not interviewing them so they can come and let me be the speaker at their program. I don't care whether I speak at your church or not. I don't care whether I'm the guest speaker. God opens the doors. God creates opportunity. And I don't care if I'm never invited to another church on a Sunday morning. I don't care if I'm never invited to a seminar workshop. I got enough of work to do. I am here to expand what God has given me. God bless you, Pastor Sharon. Keep me abreast at the training. I'll be right back. And Tanya Gray, thank you so much. Thank you for your support. Looking forward to seeing you later on today. And Ivory Davis. Now, I want to give you this real quick, because time is rolling fast. And my good friend, Evangelist Robert, will be calling in at 2:33. I'm going to interview him about what he's doing in his ministry and why I feel so led to exalt what he's doing in this hour. Let me tell you a man that's powerful, a man that can promote and honor someone else. Let me tell you a woman of God that's going places where she can compliment another female. When you find that you can only compliment your yourself, and you're only going to compliment someone because you expect one back, that's not a great person. He that wants to become great must become a servant. So when you start looking after the needs of others and exalting others and esteeming others high, you're going someplace. I want to esteem two people I had this morning, Sergeant Delgado, who helped to put together this chaplaincy training program, to Rick Prince, to Captain Reyes, Captain Murray, Pastor Boyer. These are people that have been in the entrenches of law enforcement and faith-based coming together to do some great things. Honor to Safe City Initiative. Honor to the I Am Initiative. To Reverend Marcus Debnun, to Evelisa Brown, to Pastor Sharon, Minister Danielle. These are people that are down in the trenches. They're coming out to get the training and the equipping, and I'm so excited because I know God is moving. And I strongly suggest that this training that the police department is given through this chaplaincy program, this need to be brought into every single church in the city of Patterson, because I think we have been sermon-fied, we've been preached at, we've been thrown oil at more than the daggone Crisco Oil Company. And we need to get some training and equipping how to create relationships, how to invade, how to impact and bring these things to the forefront so we can change lives. I am going to point a few things out to you as I continue to talk about support. In the book of Matthew, if you look at Matthew's gospel chapter, I think it's chapter 6, it talks about three things the church is supposed to be about. She is supposed to be light. She's supposed to be salt, and she's supposed to be a city sat on top of a hill. The word hill could be substituted with the word mountain. So I believe that part of church attendance and why you join a local church is that the training at your church to teach you what does it mean to be light? What does it mean to be the salt of the earth? What does it mean to be a city sat on top of a mountain? Three things the church is supposed to be trained and equipped to do to be light. What does light do? Light illuminates. It brightens up. It opens up eyes and you can see revelation to dispel the darkness. Darkness represents ignorance. Darkness represents demons. Darkness also represents secrecy. Where God hides something and the light exposes it, all right? So there's a good and bad side of darkness. Also, salt means to alter. When you spell salt, it's S-H-L-T. Cover the A-L-T, you get alt. You can also put E-R, which means alter, which means worship. So when you sprinkle salt, it alters the taste of the food. But the salt is only as impactful as the salt contacts the food. So I don't know why people avoid people. Don't talk to him. Don't talk to her. Don't sit next to him. Don't sit next to her. You know, don't go to that meeting if the president invites you. Don't go to that meeting if the governor invites you. Protest, protest. Sometimes protests can be evil and wicked. If that is not the methodology that God gives you to bring change, we're supposed to be change agents. And so when you are the salt, your job is to alter hearts and alter people if you get close to them. So you can sit Reverend McDuffie next to the number one KKK director of the world. When I come out that room, trust me, I'll have impact. You can connect me to the person that hate my guts, curse me out, and wrote all types of nasty newspaper articles about me. And I still would say, how you doing today, man? How's your wife and family? Because I'm not going to allow you to reduce me to your level. I am going to love you up to my high level. That's very important. God bless you, Rachel. God bless you, Jimmy Davis. God bless you, Joshua Quinn Williams, one of the greatest soloists in the world. And of course, this radical pastor and prophetess, Sharon Huntley Houston. And so it's so important to understand that these are things that I'm continually to talk about and train my local church and my M318. Now, my M318 is my Might 318. These are 318 people who support me on a regular basis. I don't have to beg them. All I got to do is just ask, and they go to start sowing seed. They give tithes and offerings, and they don't have to let the whole world know they're supporting Pastor McDuffie. But every time you sow a seed this season, I write your name on my card, and I pray for you around the clock. Every time I'm walking, every time I'm sitting in the meeting, I'm lifting your name up, and I'm praying, and one of the things I'm praying for my financial supporters is to stop the lunatic spirit. A lunatic devil is one that robs, murders, and destroys by accidents, bombs, guns, violence, suicide, sudden sicknesses. I stop that devil in his tracks because I believe my prayers have power. And I'm not the only one praying. I'm just saying for me, I'm praying for those who are supporting me this season, not just with Pastor Mikey doing good. I'm praying for you. These are individuals I'm praying for first that support me financially. Now, I pray for anyone that asks me to, but I can do like Jesus did. In John 17, Jesus says, this prayer I pray is for those that was given me. He was talking about those 12. He said only one was lost, which was Judas, but the other 11, I'm praying a special prayer called the Spirit of Unity. He did not pray that for all believers. He prayed that for the 11 that was given him, and that prayer came to pass. So there are certain prayers that are connected to people that are obedient to instructions. Now, there's prayers for everyone, but there's certain times where Christ is sent to certain individuals for certain purposes. And the Lord told me to raise $10,000 for 7 projects, and I'm working on it. From the I Am Initiative to the 177 Laws of Might, the book I'm trying to complete, to, of course, I'll give you some other ones, to my church in Pakistan, to the AI 237, which is a new ministry I'm doing down in Weehawken, New Jersey, to the spreading of the pillar, to the spreading of the SITU all across the globe. These are different things I'm working on, and your gifts of love positions me to be advancing the kingdom. Now, I always like to deal with these religious devils. The gospel is free. The gospel is free, and don't confuse freely give, freely receive. He's talking about don't hold back your gift. Don't hold back your revelation. Don't hold back what God's placed you. Share it. But people are required to give into ministry. As a matter of fact, the Temple Mount, which was supported by the Jews, was built by the Jews because they bought their gold and their silver and their money, and they built that temple. And Jesus had nothing wrong with them building the temple with their finances. What he had a problem with was people bragging how much money they gave and showing off to people about, I gave $1 million, you only gave $1. I gave $10,000, you only gave 3 cents. And Jesus says, this lady came in and gave 2 mites, which represents a half a penny. And this woman gave more than ye all. Jesus Christ did not have a problem with them giving. It was their motive and the reason why they did it. And so I challenge you to download the Cash App. I challenge you to go to Western Union and say, McDuffie, I am supporting you. And if you want to text me at 973-861-9612, that's my personal cell, and say, McDuffie, I have a special gift for you. Text me the amount. I'm going to pray with you. If you're in the New Jersey area, I will drive and come get it and lay hands on you, because I'm going after this $10,000. And I'm almost reaching the goal of the first 2,000, because someone took heed to what I said. And I realized when I speak to everybody, everybody is not attached to me. So I'm looking for the certain bodies inside of everybody's. Now, you can hear what I'm saying and say, oh, that's nice. I'm not giving to them. And since you're not giving to me, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the certain bodies that are attached to me. Now, there's certain people that can hear me speak, want to give, and don't have the financial ability to do so. Do you make a pledge? See, McDuff, I don't have 100 now, but within a week or two, I'm going to make a pledge, because I believe that God's called me to sow into you. You can make that pledge. You can inbox me. You can text me. But put your faith out there. Believe God with me. Don't say stuff like, I can't afford to give. Nah, Uncle Sam doesn't ask you, can you afford to pay your taxes? They just take them. And if Uncle Sam or Caesars get their money, why not God get his? Sometimes you have to deduce your budget. Sometimes you have to think what's more important. Maybe you can't get those second pair of shoes. Maybe you can't live in that big apartment. Maybe you got to come down to another 2-bedroom. Maybe you can't own a house right now. Maybe you got, listen, nothing takes the place of giving into ministry and sowing seed. So I was very elated today, because I'm in the middle of a police chaplaincy training program. And as I listen to these men teach and equip and train, and watching films and watching clips, I realize more and more that the local church have been so sermonized, we have not understood the power of training and equipping. And so Rachel, Crystal, my president, Karen, it's so important to understand that that you have the ability to change things. Let's see who's calling in already. Let's see who you're on the air. Anybody? Okay. All right. Good. I'm opening the phone line at 2:33. Evangelist Robert is calling in. And that's the only person I want to call in today, because I'm interviewing him for about 15 minutes. He should be calling in at 2:33 after our first break. So Evangelist Robert is a dynamic man of God. I watched some of his posts. Evangelist Robert, you were spoken very highly by Apostle Lalisa Mems, who spoke very highly of you. And I met you on my page back and forth. And so I'm looking forward to interviewing you, getting to know you, and continue to create partnerships. But I want you to know that this police academy, a chaplaincy training that I got, I'm learning more and more. It matters more that the church gets positioned in these social places so our light and salt can be effective. Light illuminates and salt alters. But the salt is only as impactful as it touches the meat, touches the community, or touches the police department. And so I realized that down through the years, a lot of the politicians I laid hands on have been altered because I prayed for them. Not because Pastor Mike is a prayer warrior and I'm more spiritual and deep. It's just that I'm bold enough to believe that when I pray, something happens. And I don't care what you think about me. I don't care if I'm not in your group. I'm not part of your political circle. I'm not invited to the party. And I'm always called to the third or fourth meeting after you decide what you're going to do. I understand all the games. But I'm going to let my light shine. And I'm going to let my salt be altered. And I'm going to allow myself to be positioned on top of a mountain. Now, if you've been watching some of the stuff I've been prophesying, I got about 3 minutes before my first break, for my break, my commercial break. If you've been watching some of my prophetic teaching, I told you that this is the year of the super blue blood moon. On January 31st, the sun, the moon, and the earth all align itself. And the moon was 40% brighter and 40% larger. It's because the moon is closer to the earth. They call that a lunar eclipse. And of course, it was alignment. And anytime you do it with the moon, it deals with a wife, a woman. It stands for the bride of Christ, married to Jesus. So this will be a time of promotion amongst females and a promotion amongst the body of Christ in the strangest places for the next 3.5 years. And I'm believing God since the 1st of February that God's been doing this and God's been aligning this and God's been blessing Pastor McDuffie. Because also the Super Bowl is symbolic of a mountain. It's a platform. And so the Philadelphia Eagles, which is Dr. Dean Trulier's team, shifted into the Super Bowl mountain and they let their light so shine. So when you interview the quarterback or the players, all they kept saying is, I want to win disciples for Christ. They won the Super Bowl, they won the trophy, but they were saying, our desire is to see disciples won to Christ. And who would think that the night before the Super Bowl, they're not at the strip club, they're not hanging out, they're having baptismal service, having Bible study and praying for each other. They went into the Super Bowl focused spiritually and focused physically. And then God created a platform where God set the Philadelphia Eagles on top of a high hill and a high mountain. And their light is shining and their salt is altering the world. Now, keep this in mind. Here comes the lunatic devil. Trust me, in the next few days, someone's going to try to find something wrong with the Philadelphia Eagles. I know the pattern. Once kingdom is exposed, once you start advancing the kingdom, the lunatic devil starts lurking. That's why you better give your tithes and your offers and trust God and stop that lunatic devil before it's too late. Now, listen, Dorcas, listen, Crystal, listen, Rachel, listen, Karen. Listen, if you have not took an opportunity to sow seed into my ministry, you need to move now. You need to move now. Download my Cash App. We're going to go on our first commercial break, which is our only commercial break. When I come back, I'm going to be having a guy called Evangelist Robert. We're going to interview him for 15 minutes about what he's doing in Princeton. I want to know a little about Evangelist Robert, and I heard his testimony is awesome and looking forward to it. Let's take our first break. You've been watching and listening to, of course, www.mikebroadcastddb.com. Of course, the Mike Radio Show, your host is Reverend Michael D.B. Duffy. We'll come back at you in a few minutes.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. 781-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait-and-switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now. And now, back to the program, DDVRadio.com.
All right, we're back to DDV Radio. Thank you for tuning in to the Mike Radio Show, www.mikebroadcastddv.com. Now, Evangelist Robert, you can call in now to 973-925-4559. I'm expecting a phone call from Evangelist Robert. If anyone else is calling, it's not Evangelist Robert, I'm going to hang up on you. All right, it's Evangelist Robert at 973-925-4559. I'm looking forward to this brother just releasing a special prayer over us this morning. He is a dynamic evangelist. He's got a big program coming up in Princeton, and prayerfully he calls in today at 973-925-4559. And it's so important that that he calls in now, because prayerfully, you know how the enemy is, that sometimes they try to block my progress, but I'm a firm believer that God is about to move. That may be Evangelist Robert calling in now. Let's make sure. Let's see. All right, live, you're on the air. Is this Evangelist Robert?
Yes, God bless you, Pastor.
Hey, what's up, man of God? I've been talking about you all. Have you been listening for the last half an hour?
Of course. Of course I have. You told me to, and I'm very obedient to a man of God.
My God. I tell you, I am so honored. I got you on my... I'm getting more sound in this. Can you turn the sound on in the studio? Can we get it louder in the studio? Is there any way possible to get the sound loud? Because I'm on Mike Live also. Let me see. Talk, Robert. Say something.
Yes, Pastor, it's an honor for me to be here with you.
Yes.
Talking to the beautiful people of God that are listening and expecting to receive a word and expecting to receive a touch from the Holy Spirit.
Oh, my God. Evangelist Robin, I'm honored to finally talk to you man to man by phone. And we're looking forward to face to face. I was in a meeting yesterday with the dynamic Alicia Mims, the apostle, and she spoke so highly of you. I said, I met Robin a few times just through Facebook, and it seemed to be such a dynamic man. She said, Pastor Mike, whenever you want to hear his testimony, please listen to this guy's testimony. So, Robert, man, tell me a little bit what you're doing, man, and tell me what's coming up in Princeton, man. And this is a little bit of a tease. One Saturday, we're going to have a whole hour together, man. So please just tell me what you're up to.
Well, I'm very excited. I'll be speaking in Princeton University here in New Jersey. And it's always an honor when you can speak to so many young people, many of them that don't know Jesus, and many of them that obviously in universities, one thing I've learned is that there's so much depression only because of so much pressure.
Yes.
So we talk about Princeton University as one of the elite schools, Ivy League and all that. But you know what, Pastor? People are people.
Yes.
And we all need Jesus.
Yes.
And I will be speaking there Saturday on the 17th. The conference actually starts, though, Friday, the 16th. And I'll be speaking Saturday, the 17th, at 1 p.m. I'll be there, and it'll be from 1 to 3. It'll be two sessions,
okay.
So I'll probably be from 1 to 2 o'clock, give or take.
Okay.
But I'm very excited. I'll be ministering also, praying for people individually. And it's going to be more about inner healing,
yes,
about spiritual warfare. Because one thing I've learned, and I know you also know this, Pastor, that when someone gets saved, a lot of times they bring stuff that they were into from the world.
Yes.
They'll still be carrying issues, addictions, and you know, all this. And they want to be free because they're in the Lord now, but still, they still need ministering and counseling. And that's basically what it's going to be about tomorrow.
Wow.
And also, mainly, of course, salvation.
Wow, wow. And that date is February the 7th.
I'll be there on the 17th, Saturday on the 17th.
Gotcha.
But the conference actually starts the day before.
So you got Friday and Saturday. What is the exact address of Princeton? Do you have an exact address of Princeton University? Do you have an address?
Yes, it's at Princeton University. The address, my wife has it. I'll give it to you in a little.
Okay, that'd be good.
While.
And those in the Princeton area.
Here it is.
Okay.
It's at McCosh Hall, Princeton, at the Princeton University.
Princeton University, okay.
That's exactly.
Because there's some people that may not know what Princeton is. It's an esteemed high college, very high esteemed college.
Ivy League.
Ivy League college. And for you to have that doorway is nothing but the Holy Spirit to open that door. You are an ambassador for the kingdom. And it's an honor to know that. Now, you got two other dynamic speakers on the page, too. Who else you got speaking on your program?
Today?
No, not today. Is it going on today? Is it going on next week?
Oh, yes, at the conference. Yes, there will be, let's see, Alexander Pagan.
Yeah,
dynamic. Who's a deliverance minister.
Yeah, he's a radical speaker. Yes, from New York. Yes.
Yeah, from the Bronx. And also the organizer, which is Pastor David Sharp.
He's the
organizer of the conference. An awesome man of God with a very strong prophetic anointing.
Wow.
He'll be there.
Wow. Jesus. So that's February. That's the Friday and the Saturday in Princeton. And you guys can go on his page, Evangelist Robert. It's a public page, and see the details of that. And I highly suggest, if you're in the Princeton area, go down and support this conference. I believe you'll never be the same. This is a tremendous man of God. Well, Evangelist Robert, how did you finally get into this whole thing of ministry? How did that happen?
Well, I was saved 32 years ago, actually, to be exact. And for 10 years, I really didn't do much for the Lord. I mean, I would be very faithful in tithing and going to the church with my wife and my two little girls and all that. But it wasn't until I became ill that I went through a long process, and then after that, when I was going to die, because the doctors had given me 6 months to live.
Oh my God!
I remember it came to a point where I just knew I was going to die that day.
Wow!
And I told the Lord, Lord, I don't want my kids to be without a father.
Go ahead.
If you would give me one opportunity, just one more chance, I promise to give you every day, every moment, every second to you, Lord. Because I was going to die anyway.
Yeah? Wow.
So I had nothing to lose. But you know what? God never forgets a promise that you make to him.
Wow.
And he'll remind you. So what happened that day, God healed me. And a year later, because it took like a year for my body to get back to normal.
Uh-huh.
The pastor where the church I was going to at that time was in Jersey City. And he told me, Barbara, so when are you going to testify? And I said, well, whenever you want. And I was shocked when I said, whenever you want, because I had never preached in my life. So he said, this was a Thursday morning that they would have a prayer service. And he goes, okay, this Sunday. I'm like, what? This Sunday? You know, what did I say? What did I get myself into? I remember we were driving home, my wife and I and the kids. And on the way home, I'm like, oh, what did I get myself into? So it was like the longest 4 days of my life. I'm praying that God would send a blizzard. And here it is. And here it is in August, you know? I thank God, you got to get me out of this. I'm not ready for this, you know? But one thing I learned, Pastor, and is that when you think you're nothing, which we are nothing compared to him. I mean, we just yield to the Holy Spirit. But when you confess, Lord, I can't do this without you, you know, that's when he shows up. So anyway, I got there and I started. They gave me an interpreter for the first service. Then the pastor goes, we're going to give you a second service too. So the second service, I had no interpreter.
Uh-huh.
So it was easier because I already had done it. Finally, it's like I broke through, you know.
My God.
And so what happened was people started getting healed. And I'm like, well, how is this happening? You know, I knew I had nothing to do with it.
Mm.
And 22 years later, because that happened in 1997, I remember it just kept on. It
just kept on
going. And I still, till today, I know that I really have nothing to do with it. It's all him. All we have to do is just yield. And as far as healing, the healing ministry, we need to love people.
Wow, wow. Like,
and have a lot of compassion for sick people.
Jesus.
I know what it is to be sick.
That's right.
You see, you don't get a revelation from Jehovah Rapha.
Jesus.
Our healer till you really are sick.
My God.
You can't get a revelation on finances until you're really poor.
Oh, my God.
Which I was. I lost everything I had.
Speaks
So when you're really poor, you really got to take advantage of that opportunity, because God is about to do something big in your life and reveal himself.
Thank you, Jesus.
As Jehovah Jireh.
My God, my God.
And he'll only reveal himself in that way when you're in that need.
My God.
So in his financial situation that I was in, was I had lost a lot of everything I had.
All right. Sure.
So he revealed himself first to me as Jehovah Rapha.
My healer.
And then he revealed to me himself as Jehovah Jireh.
My God.
My provider. And when you receive that revelation, you stand on that revelation and you walk in that revelation, and God will bless you in the areas, because he's all about blessing.
That's right. Yes, Lord.
But we need to go through these trials, because it's only in trials where we will receive those revelations and call out to him.
My God.
And that's why the Bible says to rejoice when trials and tribulations come your way. Because when we're in the middle of a trial, we need to take advantage of it.
Yes.
Not be crying. I not be desperate about it. Just say, Lord, I know there's a promotion coming.
Yes, yes.
I know you're about to promote me to a higher level.
Speak.
I know you see my need, and I know I'm going to get a revelation. I'm going to be a stronger Christian. I'll be able to bless more people because of the situation I'm in.
My God.
And many will come and ask me, how did you get free from your poverty? And I can tell them because I went through it.
That's right.
And many will ask me, how did you get your healing? Well, I can tell them because I went through it.
My God.
So we need to rejoice when we go through these trials and tribulations, because it's only for our good, and it's only for the good of the body of Christ. And that's how we go to higher levels in the Lord.
My God. Evangelist Robert, I tell you, man, this is an honor, man. And I'm going to give you a couple of prayer requests to pray for us on this line today.
Sure.
First of all, I want you to pray for my father, Isaac McDuffie. My father was diagnosed with prostate cancer at one time, and it went on remission. That little demon came back and tried to infiltrate his liver. And so we're believing God for healing. So I want you to pray for my father, Isaac McDuffie. And I also want to pray for financial breakthrough for ministers who are struggling financially. If those two requests you can pray for me, I would appreciate that right now across the air. And those watching my show, Lillian Soto, Eric Smith, Yaya, Jose, those watching me Mike Live, and those listening here at www.mikebroadcastddv.com. The anointing that Evangelist Robert is about to release, I want you to lift your faith up. I'm allowing him to pray, and let's believe God for healing right now and deliverance and finance. Evangelist Robert, go ahead and pray, please.
Yes, I'll pray for everyone listening.
Thank you, Jesus.
For healing, and Jesus. Then I'll pray for everyone listening
you,
for financial breakthrough. And as far as financial breakthrough, we have to realize that God really wants us to prosper,
yes,
our
Lord.
Soul prospers.
Hallelujah.
Because, let's face it, we need money
for
the gospel to be spread.
Speak, sir.
I cannot walk into an airplane going to Europe and say, well, look, I'm an Evangelist Robert, and God uses me a lot, and I really need you to fly me to Europe. They're going to think I'm a nut.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
We need money, and that's part of the blessing of that belongs to us in salvation.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen?
Thank you, Jesus.
So, Heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord.
We come before your presence, Lord. We thank you so much for what you say, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In Hebrews 10, that we can approach you anytime we want. We can enter your presence as many times as we want through the blood, because of the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, Lord, right now I release a healing anointing.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Into the atmosphere
of
everyone that's listening and their family.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you,
In Jesus' name, I come against all spirits of infirmity right now. I bind it.
Yes, bind it.
I come against it. I cast it out in Jesus' name, and I give the command to all infirmity as they leave their bodies to come out with that. Out doing any damage to the body right now in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, I speak to cancer, prostate cancer.
Hallelujah.
You are destroyed by the power in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no power over God's people.
None in
Jesus' name.
Thank you,
I speak over all types of cancer right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind you, and I come against you in Jesus' name.
I
come against all spirits of infirmity,
Hallelujah.
No matter what it is,
blood conditions, thank you, Jesus.
Asthma,
thank you, Jesus.
Flu,
thank you, Jesus.
All types of infirmity. Right now, I come against it in
Jesus'
name. And as I release the healing anointing, it flows through the phone lines, through
Jesus.
The internet,
blow
through
Lillian Soto.
TV, wherever this
blowing
is going to go,
blowing
in Jesus' name, and by
Thank
the
you.
Sound of the word of God,
Hallelujah.
That by his stripes we are healed,
Thank
and
you,
Psalm
Jesus.
103 that says
Thank you, Jesus.
That you heal all of
Thank
our
you.
Infirmities,
Thank
Lord. That word, I speak it into
Thank
the
you,
atmosphere
Thank you,
right now. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
And Lord, as far as financial
Thank you, Jesus.
Situations, you are Jehovah Jireh.
Yes, meet the
You
need.
Are our provider.
Provide,
Lord, I release a miraculous
Thank you, Jesus.
Deliverance.
Thank you,
from
Jesus.
Poverty in
yes,
Jesus' name.
Jesus name.
In
thank
Jesus' name.
Jesus name.
Poverty does not
yes.
belong in the body of
Hallelujah.
Christ.
Thank you,
Satan, you are a liar.
Liar
you are a liar and the father of lies.
Mm.
So as I release
Jesus.
The anointing
thank you,
for
Holy Spirit.
Financial prosperity
thank you, Holy Spirit.
Into all these pastors
Hallelujah.
All around
touch
the United
ministers.
States and
touch
around the world right now in Jesus' name, Lord,
thank you, Jesus.
I command those
yes.
spirits of poverty
yes.
to leave those
leave.
That mentality,
leave the mentality
in Jesus' name,
Jesus
to
name.
Leave those pastors'
thank you, Jesus.
Churches in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus,
Hallelujah.
I bind you
Jesus,
poverty
you
and
what?
You... In the
thank
name
you.
Of Jesus.
Yes, Lord God.
Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You've been listening to Evangelist Robert, God's healing and releasing healing to Marion Wells, Lillian Soto, Eric Smith, Yaya Calloway for your friend and that spirit of suicide being destroyed, Jose Morales, God's healing,
yes.
God setting you free. Many of you listening, lift your hand. There's an anointing being released right now. Just
yes.
grab it. The anointing is not taught, it's caught. So catch that anointing. Catch what he's releasing. Thank God for Evangelist Robert. May Lord God continue to bless him and keep him. Bless his conference. Continue to bless his family. Bless the works of his hands. God, we thank you for him. Count it not robbery to even call into my show. Thank you for allowing your humble servant to even be a part of my program and ministry. I appreciate you, Lord God, for doing connectivity. Thank you for Evangelist Robert in the name of Jesus Christ. So one more time, next Friday and Saturday, give us one more time the program, my brother Robert. We just thank you for calling in. Give a last announcement, please, on this Friday. Friday, next Saturday in Princeton. Tell them what's going on quick as we close out your interview on Friday and Saturday.
Bless you, Pastor. Thank you so much.
Jesus. God bless you. Robert, we'll hit you back, brother. This show will be posted probably within an hour, man. You can send it out. And I thank you. We'll be back in touch. Love you, man.
Thank you. Love you, too.
God bless
God
you.
God bless you.
Mm. Woo. That's what I'm talking about. Now, listen, we down to our last. We got 5 minutes. What we got here? About five? All right, listen, you just heard a mighty man of God share, and I feel his anointing. Matter of fact, my whole chest is on fire. I feel the presence of God. And many of you who was diagnosed with cancer, I need you to go to the doctors on Monday and get rechecked, because I believe cancer has left. It's been dissolved. I'm thanking God for total healing in my father's prostate, also in his liver. There are no lesions, total healing in Jesus' name. And those of you who are related to Marion Wells, and those connected to Lillian Soto, and those connected to Eric Smith, and those connected to Albert, those connected to Yaya, if you need healing, Jose, healing is being released because the evangelist Robert have spoken. And I always acknowledge the gifts and talents that are in other people in the body of Christ. It's no Superman, it's a super team. And we just grab hold of the anointing that was released by Evangelist Robert. And you need to go out. Listen, the Princeton area from here is probably about 45, 50 minute drive from Patterson or from Heldon. But I believe you go on this page. I'm going to post a flyer, and there's the deliverance ministry. There's the teaching. He got two dynamic speakers on the platform with him. And if you're in that area, you need to be a part of that next Friday and next Saturday, because this is the day the Lord has made. And there's healing in this place. My God, if you feel that anointing, you can hear, watch me, I might live. You need to post it. And many of you, you just heard him say, you need money for ministry. And many of you who are listening to me and watching me, download the Cash App, use Western Union, and I need you to sow a seed. If you're being healed now, you're being ministered to, today is the day to move in the name of Jesus Christ. I told you that we are the light, we are the salt, and we're a city sat on top of a hill, on top of a mountain. So God is positioning Evangelist Robert. God is positioning Pastor McDuffie so our salt and light can have impact. Light illuminates, salt alters. Glory be to God. And we need to be able to touch individuals. So that's why I'm pouring my salt out on the police department, on the mayor, on the governor, on the city council. Hopefully I'm invited to Donald Trump's office. I'll put salt in him also. I'm not running from nobody. I'm not afraid of them. I'm not afraid not to be invited. Invite me. I don't care. Wherever I go, my light will shine, my salt will alter, and I'm being placed on top of the hill, a mountain for positioning. Keep in mind that the devil tempted Christ because he was in the wilderness for 40 days on top of a mountain. It was a wilderness on top of a mountain, and the enemy does not like it when you start to possess mountains, because mountains set up the culture shaping of a nation. Keep in mind, the devil is, I'm going to keep these souls from you. I'm going to keep these churches from you. No, he don't want you getting hold of the king. kingdoms of this world, the nations, the 80 nationalities, the kingdom gospel is supposed to impede, impact, and infect, Lord God, everything around us. So stop thinking the glory of God is contained just in your church wall building on a Sunday morning. The glory cloud is God's regenerating power flowing through you as an individual, generated by love. That's why sickness is being destroyed and people's needs are being met. And I'm prophesying that you'll move from a salary of $28,000 to $97,000 and above. I release that to all my givers, all those who've been given to me, those that said, McDuffie, that's me. I got tithes for you. I got gifts of love for you. I just release you into a greater harvest. Thank you, JM, for all your gifts. May God release you to a greater harvest. Thank you, Albert. Thank you, Maria Wells. Thank you, Lillian Soto. Thank you, Eric Smith. Thank you, Yaya. Thank you for your mom, President Crystal. Thank you for all those in the SITU. Thank you for an evangelist that dropped $100 in my pocket the other day. I thank you for someone that gave $300. Someone gave a $90 tithe. Someone gave a $120. Listen, people are listening and God is doing something. If you are stingy, if you're a non-giver, if you don't tithe, I am not focusing my prayers on you this morning. I'm focused on people who understand the power of giving. I got less than 2 minutes. Listen, on this Sunday, I'm preaching a continual word on the light, the salt, and the mountain. Don't miss this Sunday morning at 9 a.m. to 10:30 on the corner of 23rd Street and 10th Avenue, the Mighty Sons of God Church, got church service. In 90 minutes, don't miss it. Invite someone. It's a small restaurant building owned by a black owner, and I'm here to help endorse this black woman. It's across the street from the Patterson Church, and I'm asking churches and people to come out and support this restaurant. We have services for 90 minutes, and then we have breakfast there and support that place. This is how God is using Pastor McDuffie and the Mighty Sons of God Fellowship Church this season. If that's not your flow, find someplace else to go. But this is where we're at. And so I want to one more time give honor to the Pastor Police Department, Safe City Initiative, the I Am Initiative, Pillar College. Also, I'm lifting up in prayer Miss Eileen Schaefer, what they call the temporary superintendent of the school. I'm calling her the permanent superintendent of the schools, and that we continue to build alliances and do what God's called us to do. I got to begin to close out. Thank you for listening to www.mybroadcastddv.com. Hopefully, you tune in next Saturday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. God bless you. God keep you. Thank you for tuning in.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Call free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. 877-3880. Kale Orthopedic. High performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait-and-switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now.